listening to Clash Royale Radio with Dylan and Caleb in 3, 2, 1.
And welcome back to Clash Royale Radio, episode number 24. I am your host, Dylan.
And I'm your co-host, Caleb.
And guys, this week, we got the Royal Recruits Evo coming out actually tomorrow of this recording. And then we're going to be talking about the overrated and underrated. And then we also have a card showdown. So, dude.
So,
Caleb's been stuffed up probably for the last week.
And allergies.
Hidden. I'm over here like sniffing free. I can sleep at night. Yeah, how is your sleep?
That sucks.
I bet.
I'm a mouth breather.
I bet.
Now I am. I'm never
is
a
it,
mouth breather.
Is it always like in the fall time? Like coming into fall time? Or is it the weather change? Or what is it? I thought it was always in the spring.
I don't think it's just me, bro. I think.
Okay.
I'm just kidding. No, it definitely, obviously, it's allergies. You know, I have them about every year. It's usually August. And then winter is usually when I have it, when I'm over with it.
Winter is when we have a cold.
Yeah.
And we're sick.
But I get it so bad where I've gotten sick because of allergies. Like, it got
goodness.
I got a fever because of it sometimes.
I do remember, guys, and you mentioned this, but we were out four-wheeler riding last year, maybe 2 years ago.
About 2 years.
And it was about springtime, so it was like perfect weather. And Caleb.
So I didn't think it was a big deal. So we go out and we're four-wheeler riding. I'm thinking that we're just going on dirt roads. We're not going in a hay field that has pollen everywhere, and I'm riding, and dude, I'm itching my eyes, pollen to get to it. Dude, I look Chinese.
Yeah, I'm over here driving a four-wheeler, or at least riding one, and I look over at Caleb, and you literally, his eyes are like puffed up. It was like literally like Chinese person. Like,
yeah, my phone couldn't recognize me, couldn't unlock it. Had no idea who I was.
His phone couldn't recognize him.
It was so bad. I put, when we got back to work, because we just went for a lunch break. That was our lunch break. When we got back to work, I had ice cubes on my eyes so that swelling could go down. Oh, it was awful, bro.
My goodness.
Yeah, it was not fun. But anyway, so yeah, guys, I'm stuffed up. I'm going to be stuffed up for a while, so I hope you guys get used to.
Football is almost here.
Why'd you interrupt me?
I'm sorry, man. Football is almost here.
Yeah, football's close.
Chiefs are about to
three-peat,
get their rings.
I'm already saying
they're
going
to get their rings Thursday, playing against the Lions, which you can't sleep on the Lions.
No.
The Lions are pretty good.
Yeah. They're coming back.
But the Chiefs should beat them. I mean, obviously, but
I'm not
you can't
worried.
Sleep on the Lions.
I'm not worried.
No, I'm
never.
Not.
We should never be worried. As a Chiefs fan,
dude, okay.
And you're on a dynasty, you should never worry about
team. I know you don't follow football to a T like I do.
Yeah, you're
besides,
into it.
Besides, like, Chiefs, you watch Chiefs every single time.
That's it.
But who do you? What's your Super Bowl right now? What's your prediction right now before the season kicks off? There are two teams Super Bowl.
Two teams Super Bowl. Well, gosh. Chiefs, obviously.
Yeah, I figured that. But you need to find somebody from the other side, the NFC. I mean, go Eagles again if you wanted to. I mean, they're pretty decent.
They're pretty decent, but I don't think they're going to get that lucky like last time because they, you know what I mean? Like, they played nobody.
For the most part. I mean, obviously the AFC is a lot tougher schedule and stuff like that. A lot tougher
really
teams.
It's really hard to say because our schedule is ridiculously, like, it's so out of balance right now, dude. It's
I think Eagles can make it, but...
what else?
Could I make everybody mad on here
49ers?
And say Cowboys?
Shut up. Cowboys are not that good.
I don't know, dude. They are... I mean, they got one of the best defenses now. It's just about their offense.
We need
know.
To tell them about what we know about Cowboys.
Dude, I already shared it.
You spoil everything.
That was funny.
That is funny, dude. They're not even bored yet. Gosh, that's hilarious. Okay, yeah, for me, it'd probably be Eagles. I don't say anybody else.
Eagles. I'm going to stick with Cowboys. I hate that pick. I hate the Cowboys, but I don't know why. I think it would really be cool to see the Chiefs play the Cowboys and just beat the heck out of them.
Just kill them.
In the Super Bowl. So.
Yeah. So,
anyways, guys, but before we get started, if you guys want some news or updates of the podcast, go ahead and follow us on Twitter or X, I guess. And then if you like more, like chatting, discussions, tournaments, or even decks and stuff like that, you guys can join the Discord server. Like I said, the link will be down at the show notes below.
Yeah. And if you guys are listening to Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or any other platform, guys, go ahead and leave a review to support this show.
Yeah, definitely.
Alrighty. We got a question from the Discord.
Savage,
my boy. He says, what's your opinion on this? Evolution shouldn't get damage and health buffs. I feel like this is true, seeing as the whole point of an evolution is to get an overpowered version of the card. There should be an exceptions, like the Barbs, whose Evo revolves around their damage. I just feel like they made a mistake adding health and damage buffs. What's your opinion on this?
I agree, honestly. Now, I understand it, but like, in my opinion, what would fix everything is all the Evos, when their Evo comes out to their cycle, it costs one more elixir, honestly. That I think, to me, would actually fix a lot of this.
Is Evo's really the problem?
Yeah, because I feel like just like the Knight and the Firecracker. The Firecracker came out, and they're doing this one card at a time. And you have to buy the pass to get the next Evo. And that next Evo is going to be broken than the last one. So then when people buy the pass,
that's true.
Everybody's playing it, and then in 3 weeks,
We already know this is all pay to win.
That's the problem. There's the problem.
It's pay to win.
Yeah.
Guys, like, I don't even know what's going on in Clash Royale no more. I haven't been playing it. I've been playing Clash Mini because right now Clash Royale, in my opinion, the game sucks.
Dude, you're in Grand Champion, though.
I'm in Grand Champion.
Nice.
I'm only back down to Gold Stamp, but yeah. But
still, you got there.
I'm there. But like I said, guys, like, I don't know. I hate the game where it's at, and it drives me nuts.
Yeah.
I hate pay to win.
Clash Mini
is kind of like that as well. I mean,
they need to make it to where like the season shop needs to have like at least 6 Evo cards or shards, or at least 3, to where every 2 seasons you can get an evolution. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but like I said, I think Clash Royale, you want this game to come back, go to the special offers, take it out of the game.
Yeah,
there's where it's not pay to win. This is fine, actually. If you look on there right now, everyone's probably different. This is fine.
Oh, the season offers?
The season offers. Like, the special offers, you get cards, you get the gold coin, you get gold if you want to pay for it, and stuff like that. Get a whole bunch of other crap, like coin, like keys and stuff like that.
Right.
That's fine. But when you bring in cards, especially Evo shards, now it's pay to win, because you know that's going to be the next broken game or broken card in the game.
Right.
Don't even do that. Work to get it, or get the pass, and then you got it. But I don't know. I don't know how you fix this stupid game, but
honestly, I think they need to make Evos more easy to get and to unlock without spending $12 every single time.
Yeah.
I don't know. But dude, there's an update as well. Now, don't take my word for it yet, but I think it's legit, and you haven't heard about this. But and later this month, let me pull up my phone here real quick and look at this tweet. But anyway, Supercell is clashing with chess right now. Uh-huh. Because like I think like some of the Clash Royale players are playing against each other or something like that. But anyway, you're able to go to this website and do like little chess challenges, and you can claim gold for your Clash Royale account up to 1.75 million. Gold.
This is stupid.
Seriously.
This is stupid.
Boss has a video on it. He did it and got all that gold, but they had to shut the website down because this is what Drew said. He's one of the managers of Supercell. He said, we have a website with some big rewards go live ahead of schedule today, so it was broken. But the good news, the rewards will stay the same, but the site will be returning later this month. Probably going to be the most gold we'll ever give away. So this is legit.
This is stupid.
You don't like that?
I hate it.
I love one of the comments. Okay, why? Free gold?
Okay, I understand.
Almost 2 million gold? Okay, 2 million hang on.
You go ahead.
This is what I don't like about the Clash community right there, is because like they're giving away almost 2 million gold and you're going to complain. And people are like, complain. Now, I understand, like, there was a comment under there. I'm trying to remember. But, like, we don't need gold or something like that. But
no, I'm saying,
but like, look. Yeah, what's your complaint? Like, why you hate that?
Okay, fine. If you want to bring it on the website and do that, it's just, There's a lot of I hate about the game.
No, I'm just talking about like the free 2 million goal. All you have to do is like play like a little bit of chess, and then you earn it.
I don't know. I just have a bad feeling about it. I don't know why. Like, you get all this free gold and stuff like that. I don't know. It's either maybe I'm not like upset about that and the website and stuff like that. But like, why though? Why couldn't you just do it on the game and earn that much gold? Why you have to go to a different website?
They're just collaborating with chess.com. So they're going to just... Oh,
yeah.
So in a way, they're kind of advertising chess and maybe and trying to get people to play chess.
Maybe, more. I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know.
But they're going to reward you. If you complete like these little challenges, you're able to get 200,000 gold at a time or stuff like that. I don't know how many like challenges you have to do. But yeah, I thought that was really cool. Like, they're going to give away this much gold. Like, that's insane.
That's a lot of gold.
You'll be able to max a lot of cards out.
I'll be maxing out my entire deck. I'm not that far.
Yeah. But your deck? What deck is that?
Not my deck.
You mean your account?
My account, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, with almost 2 million in gold, you should be able to do that.
Yeah.
That's almost 20 cards, if you think about it.
That's true.
So,
but yeah, interesting question. And yeah, I think he's got a point. So...
All right, guys, the Royal Recruits are getting evolved next season, September season, man. I am super excited for this because that was my main deck was the Royal Recruits. And now...
Oh, was it?
It was until I changed to Lava.
Oh.
But I might have to bring it back. They're going to be super overpowered, in my opinion, the way what I've seen anyway from videos and stuff like that.
It's going to cost... Let's take a bet right now. How much is it going to cost for Royal Recruits in this special offer?
Hey, parents.
Yeah, you.
Are you looking for a podcast your kids will really love?
Well, we made one just for you.
And for us.
As genuine, all-natural kids ourselves, we know what makes a fun and interesting podcast.
So we decided to make it ourselves. Every show is packed with interviews, stories, and on-the-ground reporting.
We have interviewed everyone from scientists to Grammy Award-winning musicians to NFL quarterbacks.
Listen to Wild Interest wherever you get your podcasts.
And the special offer, if they do it?
They're going to do it, okay?
Well, it can't be more than 12 bucks because you have to spend... They're not going to put in a special offer. So,
How much would a bet they put in a special offer?
It's
pay to win.
No, because it's going to be the season pass. So you have to buy the season pass. So it's 12 bucks.
Firecracker was like that.
Yeah, Firecracker was never in the season pass, though.
Oh, you're right.
Remember,
you're right. That
was the dumbest thing, in my opinion.
That was dumb.
That's why they had $100 for all four of them. But anyway.
Ah.
But yeah, the Royal Recruits, obviously, they're one cycle. Their damage will be plus 12%, and their hit points will be 11% more. And when their shields fall off, guys, on the Evo, if their shields fall off, they have a charge.
Yep. Watch OJ.
Seriously.
Literally.
Their charge takes 1.5 tiles, which the Prince guys takes 3.5 tiles. The charge speed is exactly the same as the Prince.
Stupid.
So,
and there are seven of them. Six of them, sorry.
Yeah, six of them.
Six of them.
So that's insane.
They're going to emergency.
So one of the cards that I've seen you do not want to play, like for defense, which you normally would be bats. Yeah, like normally, like bats is a pretty decent counter.
Yeah.
If the Royal Recruits are not supported, but now if the Evo kind and you have bats, you're literally just giving them a free charge.
You are.
But I kind of wrote down some of the cards.
It doesn't do splash, does it?
No.
Good.
No. Here's some of the cards that I could see go meta next season because of the Royal Recruits. I could see Bomb Tower get a spike. Valkyrie, the Bomb Tower. Obviously, the Royal Hogs with the Royal Recruits as well.
Say,
and then, dude, Bowler is going to be nuts. Maybe the Bowler Balloon Freeze deck will be even better. And then, dude, I'm kind of scared for this next one. The Wizard. Could the Wizard be coming back? Maybe as a defensive card?
No, I don't think so.
You don't think so?
Well, what do you mean by Wizard's going to be back?
As
the
in,
dude's
like,
already here. He's popular like no other.
Yeah, with mid-ladder, but like in top
pros?
Ladder.
You think pros are going to use really Wizard?
I don't know. I'm just guessing. Could you see even more Wizard than you do now, especially in POL?
Why not?
I don't see a whole lot of
Wizard.
Why
not Skelly Drags? They're less elixir. They're flying, yes.
I think they're, yeah, I can see a big climb with them too. Yeah.
As long as you put support, maybe like guards in front or something like that, let them split, and then right. You might be able to put scaly dragons in the back. But that's just me thinking out loud.
Oh, I forgot to say the bomber. The bomber might be back too.
Bomber, definitely.
So, but yeah, those are the cards that I think could come meta.
Now, the witch could be back.
The firecracker. Oh, the witch. Yeah, maybe possibly. I was thinking about splash and stuff like that. And then like
she has a little splash, not much.
Right, but she spawns skeletons, so like their charge won't be as bad as well. So that might be a decent pick. But
I don't know what I would do to be honest to counter that. The rascals would be interesting,
so yeah. Kracer's right. I do see the Expo is dead. Like if this really hits and be overpowered, you will not see Expo. Probably not mortar.
Would you see log
lava?
Bait?
Lava's going to be in a bad spot.
Would you still see log bait?
Probably.
Really?
Possibly. Probably not with Inferno Tower. Probably with like Tesla or the Bomb Tower. Possibly Cannon, but I don't think Cannon has enough health. But I think Bomb Tower would be better, in my opinion. But yeah, I'm pretty sad because lava is going to be, it's tough. It's going to be real tough at going against this a lot. So
it is. We're
going
to see a lot of flying machines. We're going to see that deck that, you know, it's, like you said, pickies.
Yeah, you got the Royal Hogs. We're talking about decks with the Royal Recruits. So you got the Royal Hogs. You got the, Flying Machine, Fireball, sometimes Arrows. I can't think of everything.
Might have Zappies with
definitely Zappies. Yeah, Zappies. Some people run the Goblin Cage.
Oh, yeah. You'll run with that.
But I like the Tombstone a little better. It's cheaper.
It is.
But
you could distract with a little bit better.
Yeah. But and sometimes Mother Witch. I know sometimes people play Mother Witch as well, but yeah.
This could be interesting.
In other words, I'm pretty excited because I really like the Royal Recruits. But, you know, the Royal Recruits deck right now is actually pretty decent. I played it for our league, and I've had that was like my most successful deck that I had in our league, you know?
Really?
Yeah, I don't think I've lost with it. Maybe once.
Stop playing it?
Well, in our league, you know what I mean?
Oh, your league.
I'm sorry. But, yeah, it was really good. But I don't know, dude. What do you think? Are you going to get the pass? I mean, what you're feeling about it right now?
We'll see. I don't know yet about it. I probably will get the pass. We'll see.
I think they're going to be nerfing it, obviously, very soon because I think the charge distance is way too fast.
Yeah. Like, just watch OJ. It's dumb.
Yeah.
It's absolutely dumb. They should have just went with Spears.
That would be so cool.
It would be cool. Evos was just make
Spears.
Just make it target air, please.
Yeah, dude, that would be so cool.
Oh, man.
Guys, what do you think? Should they have had Spears instead of the charge? That is a really good idea.
I think charge is way too powerful. I think Spears is actually a little bit... You could make that more balanced.
Well, not just that, but the charge is also double damage, whatever they hit.
I know,
so
it's
like,
dumb.
Man.
You do not want them to attack... it's just dumb. You don't want them to hit tower, definitely not.
Yeah. But, like, I can see, like, Golem possibly dying because you can just swarm everything. Maybe E-Giant. So, I don't know. I could be all wrong. I'm not a pro or anything, but...
They're going to be overpowered, like always. OJ said this. They're going to be overpowered. Take them 3 weeks. They'll nerf it.
I love how OJ said also in the very beginning, he said, you guys can get the Evolved Royal Recruits for free with the Diamond Pass.
Yep. Yep.
Oh, yeah, that's hilarious.
Yeah.
But, yeah, man.
It's going to be scary. We're going to see a lot of different things.
Also, I forgot to mention at the beginning of the show, but Clash Royale updated last night, I think, this morning or so, to where you can play Evos now in Grand Challenges and Classic Challenges. I'm not sure about Mega Draft or anything. I don't even know.
Interesting.
But anyway, for Grand Challenge and Classic Challenges. So let's say if you don't have the Barbarians Evo'd, you can go to a Grand Challenge or a Classic Challenge and play them and use them.
Oh, wow.
So everybody will have that'll be available, just like, you know, anything. So that's kind of nice.
That is nice. That's really nice.
But anyway.
Yeah. They're going to be super overpowered, guys. So get out your checkbook. buy it.
Work one more hour to get that $12.
Yep.
That's all you got to do. Or if you're Caleb, work half an hour. Right?
Or don't even work. Just ask for money on the street.
All right, guys. Overrated and underrated.
We have not done this in a while. I'm kind of excited about it.
Yeah, definitely. We got 10 cards here, and we're going to starting with Royal Recruits. Are they overrated or underrated?
I don't see them that much. I'm going to go with underrated.
Yeah, I don't either. I think they're going to be underrated as well. I think they're going to be...
Not now, but
well, just in the state of the game before the September update. Now, they are...
Underrated.
Underrated.
They're underrated.
Definitely.
Yes,
they're very good
defense.
Seven elixir,
but there's six of them.
Very good. The split lane pressure you can apply, and then... Yeah, they're really good defensively.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? So, and it's so easy for your opponent to forget one side. And all of a sudden, I mean, you're forgetting as well. You're trying to, you're trying to defend on one side. And all of a sudden, you have a tower down. I'm like, okay.
The only thing about Royal Recruits is obviously they can't attack air. So anything that gets air, that's the only bad thing about Royal Recruits. Other than that.
Yeah, which is not that bad.
Everything is golden about it. If you play it right.
So, all right, the bowler.
I hate it. That card's so good. It is.
Overrated or underrated?
I don't see it very much.
The balloon freeze deck is going around, but I'm going to have to go with slightly underrated.
I think so, too.
It's five elixir, pretty tanky.
Yeah.
It will stun anything like that charges.
But you could simply distract it easily.
Right.
Damage is not as good. It's not really that much of a take, but
it's so annoying when they use Tornado towards your tower.
True.
So like,
that's true.
I think it's a little underrated.
I think it's a tiny bit underrated, yes.
Yep.
Not much to say about that.
All right, the Mortar.
I say overrated.
I was literally thinking that too. I think it's a little overrated.
I think so too. I don't think Evil Mortar is as good as people think it is.
Which I don't see it a whole lot. As well, but like I still don't think it's that good, especially the Evo. I mean it's decent whenever it locks on your tower.
I say it needs a buff,
but like really,
I think so.
Okay, that'd be very interesting. Maybe the Mortar itself, maybe not the Evo.
Yeah,
possibly, but I don't know. But I think it's a little overrated.
Yeah, I'm seeing quite a bit of it too, with different things though. But yeah, I think Mortar is a little over.
Right. Number four, the Heal Spirit.
Is it good?
Dude, I really think so. I think it's underrated.
Really?
I think it's one of the most underrated spirits out there, in my opinion.
Because no one plays it.
Right, but dude, like I think it's in like Musketeer decks, three Musketeers.
Spirit ever.
But anyway, like the Heal Spirit, like I know it doesn't get played very often, and I think you have to be pretty skilled to use it.
You do. And I think you have to be skilled.
It's in some Sparky decks as well, but yeah, dude, when you get like a push going and it's like half health, whatever you're pushing, like the Nidor, let's say, and you lay your Heal Spirit down, it'll literally almost heal the Knight fully back. Like
that's
it's
insane.
Pretty. That's huge.
Yeah.
So I think it's pretty underrated in my opinion. And what does it does? It does the most damage to
say
the tower than all spirits. Is that right?
I think so too. Yeah.
No. Does
wait. Which
does it? Doesn't the Heal Spirit deal more damage than all the other spirits to the tower?
Oh, I got no idea.
I'm pretty sure it does. Don't take my word for it. I'm not going to look it up, but
I got no
idea. I'm pretty sure that's what it was.
But I think it's the least spirit ever played. Like I do see Fire Spirit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So all the
other spirits are decent. Freeze Spirits is really good.
Underrated.
Oh yeah. But that's why I'm going to go with underrated.
I'll go with that.
Because, I mean, it definitely can't be overrated. You know what I mean?
So. It can't be overrated. We're not saying that much.
Number five, the Drill. This one's tough. If I had to...
Underrated.
I would say both. But yeah, why? I'm going to have... I feel like it's really good. Like, it's just rated.
It's amazing. I say underrated. You do. I am a drill player. I used to be a drill player.
You are. I would have to say a little underrated as well. Yeah.
Yeah, you get spotted right by your tower.
It's kind of meta right now.
You kind of have to have a tornado or another spell with it. You have like zap or rage with it or something like that because when you are swarmed by bats or you're swarmed by skelly army.
Well, you like rage.
You need something. I love rage because it deals damage. It kills them and ranges them up, double damage. So you got to have something kind of with it. That might be the annoying part because like, yeah. But anyways, other than that, but it goes right to your tower. It doesn't deal that much tower damage, though, when it spawns up.
Right, but that's not that big a deal, and you don't want it to do either. You know what I mean? Yeah.
It's great for distraction, especially. It's almost like a miner, except you're just spawning.
It's a miner, yeah.
It's a spawner.
Right. It's so, really nice if you have like Magic Archer and Firecracker, especially. It's
or Dark Goblin. Dark Goblin at the bridge,
Dark
too.
Dark Goblin's not bad, but like Magic Archer both. And the others are way better because. That's
true. You're looking at 8 elixir to put out there, though, so you got to be very smart.
Right, but so. It's the same with like a miner and
that's
you know what I mean you yeah, know like true. A miner yeah. and Magic Archer that's play true. Or something that's like true. That. Yeah. So yeah,
but yeah, I see it underrated.
All right, number 6, the Three Musketeers.
I always hated this card. I think it's too expensive.
9 elixir,
but it's the most expensive card out there.
If you play Boom Arena. They're 8.5.
Bada boom. I'm sorry, I had to do it. Really, the Boom Arena, huh?
Yeah, they're 8.5 elixirs. It's kind of weird.
That is weird. I didn't know that.
I'm going to have to go with underrated.
I'll go with that. I'll go with underrated as well.
I played with them a little bit this season and messed around with them a lot because I know Yeti. A person from our Discord, obviously, he used it and got to Ultimate Champion with them. They're pretty solid.
They are. They're no
if you learn how
it,
to use
solid.
Your pump and bait out their spells, that's the biggest thing.
You got to have pump. Yeah. You got to have pump with them. They're so expensive. You got
to
have it.
Not just that, but you want to use your pump to bait out their big spell. That's like the main thing.
Yep.
So, and if they don't have a big spell, they're kind of screwed. Honestly,
pretty much. Yeah.
But or they have that big beat down deck like Lava. I mean, Lava's. It's a bad matchup for Lava.
It is. Yeah, it is a horrible matchup with Lava. You're right.
Number 7, the Giant. Overrated or underrated?
Underrated.
Why is that?
Well, because it's really strong when you have Witch. It's really good. It's cheap. It's like that middle. It's like that.
I swear, you and Patrick are the same-minded. Because he loves Giant and Witch.
I know, like it's really a good combo. Yeah. I've played against it multiple times. I lost against it multiple times.
Yeah, Giant Graveyard is still a thing.
It packs a punch. Yeah,
right now I checked this morning, and Giant Graveyard was number 1 deck right now.
Yeah,
I don't know. It probably changed by now,
but yeah, just something with Giant. Giant's really good. It's
it really surprises me. I'm gonna have to go with underrated as well. It really surprises me. Like when it gets to the tower, it's so annoying, and he hits faster.
Especially
than you
when
think.
You rage it. You have to have rage with it too.
It reminds me of the Goblin Giant.
Yeah,
a little bit, except for the little book bag that I just got.
Yeah, he's just insane.
The Goblin Barrel, overrated or underrated?
This one's tough.
Not for me.
I think it's overrated.
I don't think it's really good.
Just because it takes longer to hit tower now because with the elite.
Well, yeah, that too. But like, I don't know. I just think they're just overrated. I don't know, dude. I mean, I play Lava.
They
so
only
like,
work well with wooden deck, though, don't they? It's log bait.
Well, yeah.
I'll say. We're just playing that deck, and they only work for that deck.
So what do you think then? Are they overrated or underrated? I think they're overrated.
I think I would go with overrated. I'm on the fence though, a little bit.
This one is a little tough, but like
for some reason this is tough for me. But maybe because I'm not seeing much about it, I don't know. I might have to agree with you. That might be a little overrated.
Yeah, I mean, I do see them a lot. I played like a classic challenge not too long ago, and I played like twice back to back Goblin Barrel decks, like log bait.
Gotcha.
So like, and I beat them. I was a little better than they were, but also I'm playing Lava, so I think Lava has a little bit of a matchup over them, especially if they don't have Inferno Tower. Even then, it sometimes is good.
If
it just kind of depends on their big spell.
I think they are overrated because it's pretty easy to defend.
Yeah.
Even when they try to trick you, go to the corner. If you really do pay attention, you'll find that out. Or you can tornado to tower.
All right. By Tor, this is yours. Number 10, the P.E.K.K.A. Overrated or underrated?
I hate this card. I think...
Well, you play Golem, so I understand.
Yeah.
If you play Golem or if you play E-Giant...
I say overrated, though. I'm seeing a ton of Bridge Spam.
Really?
I say a little. Okay. I say a little overrated.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. I think so too.
I think he.
Yeah. I don't think it's in a good spot.
No, I don't think so either.
I mean,
it needs something. She needs something.
And I think Tor agrees definitely. I think, yeah, it's.
She definitely needs something.
I don't want it to. It needs an Evo.
That's what it needs. No, no, no.
That's what it needs. It needs an Evo.
What's her Evo? She's a spawner now?
Oh, I don't know.
What would be her Evo?
She'll walk faster. Super mini Pekka.
She'll walk faster. Okay. That's going to be annoying.
It won't die to 6 lightnings.
Shut up. Okay. Help me out here, dude.
I don't know. Like, what if it had, like...
She does a double whammy. Boo-boo. Boo-boo.
What if it did, like, a... like,
double whammy really fast.
Like, a little electric, like...
Oh, from Clash of Clans?
I have no idea. No, like we got when, it. When it hits an opponent or a troop, it like hit, the sword hits the ground and does like 3 little shocks to the next card.
Vitor's a genius. The Valkyrie.
Oh, no. No way. Ooh, That's actually decent.
She could be a stunner. She can hit real hard. It kind of like slows him down and stuns him a little bit.
Actually, that is pretty nice. I do like the spin, but that would be scary as heck, man.
Yeah, it would.
A spinning...
She does Pekka? Splash damage.
No, I can't.
Multiple targets.
Would the damage stay the same, though? Like, that's...
That's tanky. Whew. Give me the... I'm just waiting for the Golem Evo.
Oh, man.
Golem Evo. But anyways, yeah, Pekka, that would be... Dope. But yeah, I think she's overrated.
Overrated, yeah.
A little overrated, yep.
I agree.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off. The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
So well, there you have it, guys.
I'm reading some comments
underrated,
here.
Underrated, overrated.
But yeah, I definitely agree. The spin... spin Pekka. Wow.
Gosh.
That's a zig.
All right, guys. Card showdown. This one's going to be good.
Yeah. Let's get into it.
Yeah. So, best cycle card right here. Number one, which is the only one right here, is the Goblins... or the Bats?
Best cycle card.
What is the best cycle card out of these two? Goblins or the Bats?
I'm seeing Goblins everywhere, and they're annoying.
They are.
You can split them. You can't split much of Bats. However, though, yeah, you can distract them, but you can just sit the Bats in the middle, and then they'll go to their exit.
Somewhat, yeah. But with the Goblins, too, you can like place them on top of a troop, surrounded them. Yes. So it's super nice, like, so like Ghost super nice. Or something like that. But
you can still zap them, but they'll die. Right?
I don't think so.
Like
I don't think they do.
You don't think they'll die? They'll be able to hair left?
I think, yeah. I think the spear goblin is the one that zaps and dies.
Oh, you're right. So, yeah. Yeah, I'll go with goblins then because they're a little bit more tankier.
I agree.
You can split them. You got 4 of them. Even though the bats, you have more. But the thing about the bats is that you can zap them easily.
Yeah.
Yes, you can log the goblins away.
Yeah,
but
true.
I think... they're great for distractions. They're wonderful with distractions.
I agree. I think I'm going with goblins as well. All right, the best bridge spam card, the bandit or the ghost?
This one's tough because they're both in the same deck. They're both in that stupid bridge spam deck.
Chat is saying ghost right now.
I think it is ghost, and here's why.
So annoying.
Bandit's annoying
too, though.
Like, he has splash, but this ghost is... That's 3 elixir too, and he has splash. Turns invisible.
Ghost? Ghost is 4 elixir, right?
Is he?
Oh, it is 3. Okay.
Yeah, I was about to say, dude.
Why did I think
I know
it was
my
4?
Stuff.
Why did I thought it was 4?
I don't know. You're crazy. I think it's ghost because
this changes the wow.
Yeah. So I think it's a ghost because like you can't distract him. You can't like kite him.
You can kite him easier than the bandit.
Oh, never mind.
Because like the skeletons, like if you use skeletons to kite, like the skeletons don't see the ghost.
Is it but worth the ghost kiting because you're not going to shoot it? Because
sometimes, yeah.
How can you shoot it when it can't catch it?
Yeah, but sometimes if you want to get it away from the tower, that's really down a lot of damage. Or you know,
okay, you got to pull it. Yeah,
you want to pull it to your healthier tower. Possibly,
your archer towers are not going to help whatsoever. It's still invisible. But okay, you can kite it. Okay.
Okay. And same, you know, the bandit and the ghost, you can still like tornado it into your and activate King Tower. But I was going to go with bandit, but you all are saying ghost.
I think it's ghost.
But Bandit has been so annoying and like, I mean,
just don't let it dash.
I know, but.
Right when she gets past the bridge, just lay something down. Don't let it dash.
Yeah, true. And the ghost has splash, so like it's so annoying. Okay, 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 okay. I'll go with ghost. Okay, the best small tank card, the Ice Golem or the Miner?
Miner.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You can place it anywhere. It's the fastest car to go to.
Okay.
The fastest car that could
Let me change it.
Okay.
Not the Ice Golem. Let's go with the Knight or the Miner. The Knight or the Miner, the best tank card. Now, obviously, the Knight has an Evo, and right now it's super broken.
Yeah, the Knight. It's stupid.
You still think it's Knight?
It's broken.
Yeah.
Card's broke.
Okay, cancel the Evo.
Miner.
All because
seriously? You can send it anywhere. You can send it anywhere. Sure, it doesn't pack a punch, but you can send it right up to the tower and deal that damage. You can send it up to for a distraction to kite if you really needed to.
Chat was saying Miner, and then when I mentioned Knight, they're saying Knight now, so that's kind of interesting. Oh, wait, never mind.
Evo.
Yeah, never mind.
But like you said, no Evo, what is it?
Just Knight, that's what I was saying, yeah. Okay, yeah, I was going to go with,
chat, by the way, so I'm not going by what you guys say. I'm just literally going down my list here.
Okay, obviously, so. Yeah. If it was Ice Golem or Miner, I would definitely go with Miner, but then if we switch Ice Golem with Knight, we would go with Knight.
100%.
So, yeah. Anyway, right. The best win condition, Balloon or the Royal Hogs?
This is tough.
I hate this
one. You could split it, but I'm seeing a whole bunch of Balloon, and Balloon sucks. That's so good, and I hate it. It's annoying. Even though it got that flipped buff so long ago that almost killed the entire card, it's still good. This is your card, too. This was your card. You loved
Balloon?
This card.
Oh, you Balloon loved it. Balloon was my first maxed ever.
You know what my first max was? Sorry.
Your mask. Let's see. What was it? Golem.
It was.
Yep.
The gold boy.
Okay, we're getting more. Chat was saying more loon. We do have one that says piggies. So what do you think, man? Balloon or the Royal Hogs?
The cool thing about the hogs is you could split it. And
yeah, you can apply dual lane a little bit.
And I got to go with balloon because people, like, if you just... I don't know. I feel like they have a harder time countering it.
Here's my opinion. I really think it is the pigs because I still think it's... I think the pigs are even harder to fully counter because I feel like they still get to the tower. You know what I mean? No matter what, you'll get at least a piggy shot. You know what I mean? To a tower. So possibly. I feel like it's harder to fully counter. But I mean... I have issues with. I mean, I'm also playing miners or lava as well, so it's a little bit harder to play against a deck or a balloon deck. But
okay,
yeah. So sorry, balloon. I'm gonna have to go with piggies.
I think when it comes to skill wise, I think it takes more skill to release balloon than piggies. Because you can just release piggies and let them go, right? Obviously, we're not saying what's the most skillful card to play, but if you're looking for the best win card.
Okay, I'm getting proven wrong. Fireball does counter piggies good.
I was about to say, if you can...
And they're 4 elixir, and Fireball is 100% meta right now.
I was about to say, Fireball, but like, wait a second, you could Fireball blue pretty well if you play it right as well, though.
True, but like, and it does have a little bit of knockback, but it's not as serious as the pigs.
Because their health is not there.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to change it to balloon.
Chat, he has no backbone. He has no backbone. We're getting somewhere.
Fireball changed my mind just like that.
He has no backbone.
All right, I got another one.
All right.
RG, and we're talking about the best win cons. RG okay. or E-Giant?
RG.
Really?
Evo.
No.
Evo.
RG, no, I still don't think. I think E-Giant is better.
Here's why, though.
You
know why, though? Because obviously the RG is the only one that can shoot. With the E-Giant, you could pull him pretty hard.
And true.
When you pull him hard, at that point, he might just be already half health. Here's another thing. You don't need RG now. You don't need another spell with it. Especially when he's evoed.
Not all the time. A lot of time they play...
Fisherman?
That's Fisherman, it? Yeah, but a lot of times they do the big spell.
When it's evoed, though, it's so powerful, you don't necessarily need another card to back it up, but you got to have something with E-Giant. You got to have Tornado with E-Giant. No question.
If they have... I understand that, but with the RG, you have to have Fisherman. Like, if you have a P.E.K.K.A., like, seriously, a P.E.K.K.A. will clean a RG.
They'll clean both of them.
True.
They will.
But I'm trying to argue with you because,
I get you're arguing, but I'm just saying.
Yeah, E-Giant needs Tornado as RG needs Fisherman.
No, it doesn't.
To me, the best win con right now is E-Giant by far. I think RG,
really?
RG is dead right now and is such in a bad spot. I know we're seeing a lot of Inferno Towers and stuff like that, but like the E-Giant has Lightning. So like when he gets to double Elixir or triple Elixir, you're able to go through and break through and go to the tower. And not to mention like the E-Giant deck also has like obviously Tornado, and then it has the Golden Knight.
Okay.
So okay, but why do you think RG is the better win con?
Because number one, it doesn't take long. He has to get to tower, right? The E-Giant has to get the tower to deal damage. RG doesn't. RG can
But the E-Giant also
RG
has
barely has to step right off the thing and shoot. Yeah, you're right. It has defense and stuff like that. But we're talking about, what were we talking about? The best win con.
Right.
Right. We're not talking about the best defensive con. We're talking about the best win con. Especially when the RG has Evo. You don't need another card when it comes to Evo. Now, yes, you need backup when this sucker doesn't have Evo and you're just pulling it right to the tower. Both sides play really well, but I'm telling you, though, RG, when you try to kite it, it doesn't need to kite very far because you have to Fisherman, you have to Tornado him away from your tower, right?
Yeah.
For him to walk back and to fire again. But he's always going to be walking back to that tower.
Okay, the Royal Giant does have a 53% win percentage. So, and then E-Giant has a 48%. So, I mean, like, but it is climbing. But I'm still going to go with the Royal, E-Giant. Yeah.
I'll take the sacrifice and I'll do that. But I don't know.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Right.
E-Giant.
Even though it's not evil, that's crazy.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. The best 5 Elixir card, Bowler or Executioner?
Executioner sucks. You
what?
Both. What I mean, he's annoying. Okay, I'm sorry. I'm saying it sucks way too much. I need this. Executioner's stupid. That means it's good. I'm sorry, guys. Executioner by far. They both still probably need Tornado. You could still use Tornado for both of them, right?
It's decent.
Executioner has a longer range, if I'm not mistaken.
I think they're the same.
They're the same range?
Pretty sure, yeah.
The only thing, the reason why I say Executioner. Also, it targets flying.
Yeah.
Super annoying.
You get a minion horde and stuff like that. It cleans it right up.
Yeah, especially when you Tornado it. Super annoying. I say definitely that.
Said Executioner. I think I want to go with you as well because I think that's like the best all-around card if we go that way. You know what I mean? But yeah. I think like in the meta right now, like I said, the Balloon Freeze deck with Bowler, because of that deck is doing so well right now, I want to go with Bowler because it's a little bit better defensively because it pushes back, it stuns and stuff like that, especially next meta or the September update coming up with the Royal Recruits and stuff like that. I think Bowler's going to be better, but right now I want to say, I don't know, because the Executioner would be pretty decent in the meta as well.
Yeah, it will, especially with the Royal Recruits coming out.
But it won't stop their charge, so that might be a problem.
Nah, it will be.
So maybe not.
If he does it right, if you tornado him right, where you can back him up a little bit, yeah, true. Set him straight. You do have
tornado, yeah.
They'll still charge fast, but he might get a second whip in there before he gets killed.
Okay. So, yeah, I'll go with Executioner, and you do too, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The best support card.
I just looked at this. This sucks. It depends. This is going to be my hardest. It depends on what you're playing or what you're seeing.
Yeah.
Like for instance.
Let me get it out there.
You get it out there.
Skeleton Dragons or the Phoenix.
Okay. They're both amazing at support.
They really are.
I had Golem and had Phoenix with that deck. Yeah. I played Golem Pump.
Right.
I was seeing so much execution, so much different types of like goblins and so much of like piggies, witch and all that. Phoenix couldn't eat all of it up. It's just too many numbers for him. Even if he died, there's still too much numbers. I'm like, I got to change it. The thing that came up was, okay, Skelly Drags. You can split them. They do very well in Splash. Yes, their health sucks. That's the only problem.
Skeleton Drags, yeah, they die to Fireball. But the
Skeleton Dragons can clean up very, very well.
And they have Splash. There's two of them, so you could split them as well. So,
and they're annoying with
like
you.
I said, they die to Fireball, but Phoenix does not. It will survive.
Yep.
Lightning cleans Phoenix, which is a bad elixir trade.
Yeah.
They're both 4 elixir cost.
Yep. But you get basically a full Phoenix, another one if you obviously save the egg.
Yeah.
So this one's tough. This is the toughest. I think it depends on what you're seeing because they're both very good.
So Chad is saying either Phoenix and Skellies, they're about back and forth. So like I said, I play Lava and I got rid of my Phoenix
for
eye drag.
Yeah.
So which needed to be done because of RG. And a lot of the beat down.
Are you proving my point? I'm just kidding.
So Skelly Dragons? I mean, kind of. I mean, I'm a Skeleton Dragons player, so I'm kind of biased.
They're
here.
Still
so I'm going with Skeleton Dragons.
I'll go with Skelly Dragons. They're still in my deck. They're still amazing support. I only use them for support just for them to throw out so that way I'm not...
I know they like pretty much die to arrows. Almost. They don't fully, but like they pretty much die to arrows. Firecracker cleans them up. It sucks. But
you go get another deck where you're seeing like
a lot of bait cards
or not just that though, but you're seeing like
we're talking about the most support, best support cards. I feel like I really do like the Skeleton Dragons a lot more than Phoenix.
I do too, just because you could split them. There's two of them, they both cost the same.
Yeah.
And you're basically just using it for support. Yeah, so
all right, the best sniper, Magic Archer or the Princess?
Oh, no.
Yeah, these are pretty good.
These are good.
I'm going to have to go with Princess. And I think a lot of people will too, just because you have to do something with Princess. Like, if you let it sit there,
you do,
it'll be there forever. You know what I mean? Yeah. With Magic Archer, it will not be.
No, that's true.
But Magic Archer would do more damage, possibly, if you don't do something right away.
Yeah, especially if they have a tornado.
I mean, Princess dies to log, arrows. I know the Magic Archer dies to Fireball.
Yeah.
Again, chat's saying about both. But I think Princess for me.
I think I go with Princess, just like you said. You got to do something.
Yeah.
You got to do something. It could cover the entire arena, basically. It could help. It could crossfire if it's on one side of the bridge. It could definitely crossfire. That's how it's sickening its range is.
Yeah.
With a Magic Archer, you got to have to cut it close a little bit to the middle a little bit for it to connect. For Princess, you don't, though. You just whip it out there. You don't need another card, no tornado, no nothing.
Yeah, with the Princess as well, like you place at the bridge, it's hard to time it. You literally have to predict it most of the time, unless you're like super quick reflexes. You know what I mean?
Yep.
Which we don't have. So
no.
The best defensive buildings, Inferno Tower or the Bomb Tower?
Stupid, Dylan.
I'm glad Savage is not here. He would say I Tower all the way, right?
S-tier. Okay. Let's break it down. All right.
Yeah, let's do it because for next season, we have to go with Bomb Tower, right?
We have to because of the Royal Recruits. There's nothing about it.
And piggies and stuff like that.
Already everywhere, but so is Inferno Tower. Okay. Inferno Tower does a way better job than any other card.
But right now,
at taking down.
Okay, if we're going right now, I have to go with Inferno Tower because of how much because of how much lava there is, how much golem.
Okay,
how much beat right, down
I
there
can
is.
I could argue with this then. All right,
because seriously, like lava this season has grown tremendously because it works really really well, and that's why a lot of people are playing Inferno Tower. But for next season. September season, I can see that dropping tremendously because of how much people are going to be playing the Royal Recruits and stuff like that. So I think it's going to be Bomb Tower. So this is my answer. Right now, Inferno Tower is the best defensive card. Literally tomorrow would be the next season. September season, Bomb Tower.
I don't think so. And here's why. Because Inferno Tower is only really good at destroying tanks, right? But you have other cards. First of all, Bomb Tower is less elixir than the Inferno, okay? So you're saving elixir by putting out a Bomb Tower just to throw out there, right?
Okay.
Inferno Tower is 5 elixir, right? Bomb Tower is 4, so it has an elixir trade there, okay? There's not a lot of cards that could do what Bomb Tower does, but there's a lot of cards out there that could do what Inferno Tower does. That's cheaper elixir.
Well, like what?
Like I drag,
okay.
Like Mighty Miner, okay? So you got these cards that could do very, very well.
What about the bomber, though? The bomber does pretty much exactly, except for the death damage. Or what about
but it's a tower, though, and it goes towards it. The little bomber like is just going to sit there and not do hardly anything, really. But the bomb tower, it literally draws anybody who targets them as well. The death damage isn't that much, but you could also tornado it. Eye tower, you got to pay more attention to... you could reset it by zap. You could kill with lightning. Like, yeah, you could reset Bomb Tower, but you're not, like, it's not a big deal.
True, but, like, lightning is pretty bad for both of them, I guess.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So what are you going with?
I'm going with Bomb Tower. I think it's Bomb Tower.
For right now?
Oh, for right now, yeah. I think I'm seeing way more Bomb Tower than Inferno.
Okay.
Let's see what chat thinks. What does chat say?
Chat right now is kind of both. Probably a little bit more Bomb Tower.
My Tor is saying Inferno's S tier.
Of course he did.
Stop it. Don't tell Savage.
Oh. But yeah. I mean, they're both really good.
Dang,
you know what I mean?
You want rock, paper, scissors?
No. Honestly, I would... Yeah. Honestly, I would have to... I would say Bomb Tower... Maybe more, but I'm just saying for like this season, Inferno Tower. You next season, so? Bomb Tower.
Okay. We could do Inferno Tower.
The last one, the best small spell, Zap or Rage?
This is stupid.
This is bad. Chat, what do you guys think? Zap or Rage? What is the better spell? Well, we know Zap, it kills exactly what Rage does.
Yes.
Zap resets anything.
Yes.
Resets towers, resets Inferno Towers, Inferno Dragons, yes. All this. Or any card, really, obviously.
But.
But the Rage does the exact same damage.
It's just like meth.
Just kidding. Except it does not reset.
Nope.
And it boosts their speed.
Here's what I think. So I had this drill deck.
Are they the same radius? I think they are.
They are. I had this drill deck, and I had Rage with it, and I had Mighty Miner with it. And let me tell you something. When you have a Mighty Miner on tower, but then you Rage it, it's a different ballgame. Because, like, you have a swarm of skeletons or something by the Mighty Miner, and they're trying to kill it, and you just Rage it. It kills that, and you Raged it up. If this was, like, who's the best defensive spell, Zap all the way.
Okay.
Or the best
defensive? Why would you play it defensively? I mean, maybe when like spear goblins are coming in.
Defensive. I guess the best. I don't know. This is tough.
I mean, both of these cards, you don't necessarily play them on defense.
You don't think so?
Well, I mean,
well, you can't play really both cards. You can't play Rage on defense, but you can play a little bit on.
If you have a lava going to their tower, to your opponent's tower, and they eye drag, so I mean, I guess is that technically playing your zap on defense?
I also think it is defense as well when you're playing zap on on Sparky.
Oh, yeah, right.
You know,
well, Rage is really good with Sparky as well.
Yeah.
I'm going with Rage. I think there's more to offer. You know what I mean? It splashes. It kills exactly what Zap does. It does not reset.
I'm seeing a lot more Rage, too.
I'm seeing both, honestly.
Are you really? Yeah. I'm not seeing that much.
I'm going to have to go with Rage. It's scarier. So
yeah.
Yeah. Rage for me. What do you think?
I'll go with Rage. Yeah. I think it's Rage.
I do want to say this on Spotify. There was the question: what card would be left standing if all cards were in the arena at the same time battling one another? And do you remember your? What did you say?
Oh gosh,
I don't remember either. But anyway, I'm just going to list
probably
out
Larry. You know?
Yeah, okay. Just kidding. Okay, but let me read on some of these. One person said Valkyrie. One said the Evo Firecracker, Lava Hound. Oh, yeah, that was my pick. I said Lava Hound. Healer.
I think I said Golem or something stupid like that.
Princess was named. I do not think Princess. I know they're thinking where she's just sit in a corner. She'll shoot.
There ain't no way.
But yeah, in my opinion, she's not strong enough.
No.
If you know an E-Drag comes around and just zaps, she's done. You know what I mean? So Evo Skellies.
No.
I would say no because there'd be too much splash going around.
Way too much.
You know what I mean? Yep, so yep. I just don't think so.
You know what it could be, though? If a Mother Witch got a hold of that Evo Skelly, it's...
Oh, my
then
goodness.
It's over.
Okay, but who would win? The Mother Witch or the Royal Piggies?
I don't know.
And then Sam said one of the spirits,
which is no. Sorry, bro.
What if they had a clone spirit? That'd be cool.
They should.
Royal Ghost. I still don't think so. I mean, it's going to be cluttered.
You know
so,
what
like,
it is?
It'll never be invisible. You know what I mean?
It has to be one of the Lava Pups.
Yeah, it'd be Lava Hound.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah, that's why I went Lava Hound. Because it's super tanky. Some said the Mighty Miner, which I could see.
It could be Sparky.
I think there's Sparky. Too many. I don't know about that.
I don't think so. I think she'll do enough damage. Because you got stuff running in front of her.
Yeah.
Oofda.
But anyways, that was it for that question. And I thought, I don't know, I really think Lava Hound's going to win on that.
Really?
Anyways, guys, like I said in the beginning of the show, if you haven't already, check us out on Twitter and then join the Discord. We would love to have you. Okay, or X. Twitter or X or X Twitter.
Same thing.
Because technically it's twitter.com. But they're named X. True. That's a different topic.
Elon Musk, get your crap straight.
You need to fire somebody. Maybe yourself. I don't know, man. But anyways, guys, if you haven't already.
Did you hear it? Did you see it?
No.
Bye, Twix.
Twix. On that note, guys, if you haven't already, leave a review to support the show. We haven't had a review in a while, so I really appreciate you guys leaving a review. It really helps us out as well. And we'll see you guys in 2 weeks.